Thank you very much for coming today despite your busy schedule. Let me begin my presentation. Here's an outline of our fiscal year results. As for the external environment, Japanese yen appreciated to an extraordinary level as described here. There were some negative impacts on our business from unusual factors such as the disasters last year, in addition to sovereign risks in Europe. All in all, we were very much affected by various external factors during the past year. Against that backdrop, let us review the outline of our results. Our full-year sales and operating income were down year-on-year mainly due to the earthquake effects. However, compared to the projection, our sales, operating income, and ordinary income were higher, but we recorded a large net loss due to a reversal of deferred tax assets amounting to 32.1 billion yen after a careful consideration of potential recovery of deferred tax assets for our domestic operations under consolidated taxation, even though the timing was immediately before our earnings announcement. First, we reversed 2.3 billion yen worth deferred tax assets due to a change in corporate income tax rate in November. This time, we reversed 27.6 billion yen at the parent company level, in addition to 2.1 billion yen at our domestic subsidiaries, which add up to 32.1 billion yen. Our net sales amounted to 356.6 billion yen, with an operating income of 8.1 billion yen and an ordinary income of 7.3 billion yen. So both our sales and profits were down year-on-year. On the other hand, our operating income and ordinary income were higher than our previous projections, but we recorded 29.4 billion yen net loss, as mentioned before. As for the foreign currency rate for settlement, it was 79 yen to the US dollar and 109 yen to the euro on the net sales level. On the operating income level, it was 79 yen to the US dollar and 112 yen to the euro. Here's our performance by segment. Our full-year net sales amounted to 356.6 billion yen for the entire company, with minus 10.3 billion yen as an exchange rate impact year-on-year. But even excluding the currency impact, our net sales were down by 7 billion yen. Our musical instruments segment had net sales of 265.1 billion yen, with minus 8 billion yen currency impact. Excluding the forex impact, our sales increased by 2 billion yen year-on-year. The operating income for the overall company was 8.1 billion yen, with minus 2.7 billion yen currency impact. Our real-term OP was down by 2.4 billion yen, primarily driven by the declined profit in the electronic devices segment. Musical instruments segment recorded an operating income of 7.7 billion yen. Excluding the currency impact of minus 2.7 billion yen, its real-term operating income was higher by 1.8 billion yen than that of the previous year. Speaking of the impact of Great East Japan earthquake and Thai floods, the total impact on our operating profit was estimated to be minus 5.5 billion yen. Here's our operating income analysis for the year just ended. We indicated some factors which drove down our profits to the left. On the right-hand side, you see some drivers which increased our profits. The increase in restructuring cost implies expenses associated with streamlining our domestic wind instruments operations. Our inventory valuation method was changed from LIFO-based to the gross average method in fiscal year 2010. This change pushed up our profit in fiscal year 2011, but we no longer had such impact during fiscal year 2012. A half-a-year impact from the consolidation of piano factories in Japan is reflected in the effects of restructuring. Those are the variances from the previous year. Let me show you our Q4 and full-year results by segment. First of all, we resumed our full-fledged production in the musical instruments business, centering on digital musical instruments from Q4, and recorded solid sales. Ordinarily, Q4 is relatively difficult to achieve higher profits in terms of seasonality, but we managed to record much higher profits than the same period year-on-year. Our full-year sales in real terms were up by 2 billion yen, excluding the currency impact of minus 8 billion yen, as mentioned earlier. Our actual operating profit was up by 1.8 billion yen, excluding 2.7 billion yen currency impact. Compared to the previous projections, both our sales and profits were higher. We had a high expectation for the digital musical instruments, but parts supply was suspended due to the earthquake, and our real-term performance was comparable year-on-year because of the suspended production. Actual sales were up for pianos, wind instruments, professional audio equipment, string and percussion instruments, especially guitars. Next is our sales by region. As usual, red percentage figures in parentheses are based on local currencies year-on-year. As we announced our third quarter results, we issued our fourth quarter forecast, which estimated -2% growth in Japan. However, it turned out to be 0% as a result. Our full-year results were pretty much in line with the plan, which was -3%. Our fourth quarter forecast for the North American region was 3% growth, but it actually turned out to be 2%. In the earlier projection, we forecasted -1% for the full year, but the actual results show -2%. Our fourth quarter forecast at the end of third quarter for Europe was -7%, but it turned out to be -4% in actuality. The full-year performance in Europe was in line with the previous forecast, which was -3%. As for China, our fourth quarter performance was in line with the original forecast. It even exceeded our expectations in other regions as our business performance was quite favorable. This slide includes some detailed description of our musical instruments business broken down by region. In North America, it seems rather difficult to recover to the pre-Lehman Shock level at this point. We don't know what sort of bubble economy may be coming up next, but there seems to be a long way to go before that to happen. In Europe, our business is closely linked to the local macroeconomy. Our main market, Germany, performed relatively well last year, but we realize that there are still rising uncertainties ahead of us. Despite some negative factors in the macro environment, there is no change to the fact that the Chinese market is still growing. We have maintained robust growth in our piano and other musical instruments business and realize that the total demand is still growing, and there's potential for further growth in the future as well. Since there are so many different countries categorized under other regions, it is difficult to summarize briefly. However, in general, we have been able to maintain our double-digit growth in regions such as India, Brazil, and Russia. The pie chart on the right shows that China and other regions accounting for one-third, or about 33% of our business during last year. In the prior year, it was around 29%-30%, which means that our sales from emerging countries represented by China and other regions are becoming greater in terms of the sales composition. Let's look at our performance by product category. Our piano business was quite strong. We achieved 6% actual growth year-over-year, and sales in China and other regions grew significantly. Despite the difficult macro environment in Europe, our business remained solid. Speaking of the digital musical instruments, shortage of product supply continued throughout first quarter, second quarter, and the third quarter, but that situation recovered during the fourth quarter, which marked 16% growth. But on a full-year basis, we could not fully catch up and ended up having a -1% growth as a result. Professional audio business is suffering as they tightened CapEx spending in Europe. However, the business remained strong in North America, China, and other regions and marked an actual 5% growth. In the wind instruments business, we had some parts of Europe which underperformed the level of previous year, but we were able to record 5% actual growth, as the situation in other regions remained strong. Speaking of string and percussion instruments, we intend to grow guitars, which have been performing well. Although we experienced some difficulties in some parts of Europe, we marked a double-digit growth in Japan, China, and other regions, and our U.S. business is also doing well, so our actual growth in this category overall was 5%. Here's our AV IT business. Our router sales were robust during the fourth quarter, but karaoke equipment sales and profits were down year-on-year as new product launch pushed up the previous year's performance. In our prior projection, we forecasted an increase in revenue. Our profitability was improved mainly due to cost reduction. On a full-year basis, we were able to grow our profit, even though our top line was down year-over-year. Compared to the projection, both our sales and profits were higher mainly due to gross margin improvements and cost reduction. Our net sales were 53.2 billion yen with an operating income of 2.9 billion yen. Electronic devices. The tough environment continued even throughout the fourth quarter. Both our revenues and profits were down due to a slowdown of sound generator LSIs for mobile phones and sales drop for amusement products, as well as unit price reduction for geomagnetic sensors. Even on a full-year basis, the difficulty remained in terms of declined sales and profits. Some of the measures, such as reassignment of personnel, have been implemented, so it has been extremely challenging. Speaking about other businesses overall, sales of automobile interior components as well as the sales of the entire segment declined in fourth quarter, and the profit was down slightly. On a full-year basis, sales of automobile interior components and golf products were down, so both our sales and profits were lower. We were affected by domestic automakers' reduced production due to the earthquake. Our golf and recreation products were affected by the economic slowdown in Japan. Our net sales amounted to 22.1 billion yen, with an operating income of 400 million yen. Next is our business environment and our forecast for the year ending in March 2013. Although there were no major changes in the business environment, we realize that there are a lot of uncertainties such as sovereign risks in Europe and wonder how they may spread out and affect the overall environment. We do believe this current level of strong yen may continue for some time. We also believe that the operating conditions will be normalized without extraordinary disasters like the one we had last year, although we do not know that for sure. As for our performance forecast, we expect higher sales and income year-on-year. Production will return to normal as the effects of the earthquake on digital musical instruments and the Thai floods on AV products diminish. So we should expect some recovery in those areas. We aim to achieve growth mainly through electronic devices and professional audio equipment in AV products. Here are some performance figures we forecast. We expect our net sales to increase by 6% to be 378 billion yen. Operating income is expected to be 14.5 billion yen. Ordinary income is 13 billion yen. And net income is projected to be 9 billion yen. So we forecast increases in our sales and profits. The underlying exchange rate assumptions are indicated below, such as 75 yen to the US dollar and 105 yen to the euro. Here is our performance forecast by business segment. We forecast revenue increases across all segments. We expect operating income to increase in the musical instruments business. The impact of foreign exchange rate on our net sales and operating income is projected to be minus 7.3 billion yen and minus 4.4 billion yen, respectively, year over year. Operating income is expected to be 14.5 billion yen, with net sales of 378 billion yen. As for the sales and operating income analysis, 620 million yen was booked as a cost of streamlining Saitama factory for wind instruments last year, which will no longer appear this year as a part of the restructuring cost. In addition, we estimate 450 million yen from the integration effect, 4.5 billion yen is expected to be the contribution from improved gross margins, which includes 2 billion yen impact from local price increases centering on musical instruments and elimination of production losses, as well as improvement of semiconductor business profitability. Let me give you further breakdown by segment. In the musical instruments business, we forecast double-digit growth in digital musical instruments, professional audio equipment, and string and percussion instruments. There are no major changes in our strategy in terms of accelerating our sales expansion in emerging markets such as China. We will leverage results from structural reform on our production and to speed up the process of profitability improvement, primarily focusing on acoustic instruments. We will pursue timely development and cost reductions, especially for digital musical instruments. As for our domestic sales operations, we will implement further restructuring. We are currently forecasting 13 billion yen operating income. Next is a forecast by region. Because last year was rather extraordinary, you see some big numbers in red in parentheses, which show year-on-year comparisons. So we added blue numbers. Comparing against the year before, the blue figures in brackets show actual year-on-year changes against fiscal year ending in March 2011. There was a big impact from having to suspend digital musical instruments production in 2012. So we intend to outperform the level of fiscal year 2011 slightly. We also intend to continue our expansion in places such as China and others. To break it down by product category, we forecast double-digit growth in digital musical instruments, professional audio equipment, and string and percussion instruments, as mentioned earlier. We have new product offerings of grand pianos and silent pianos, in addition to digital mixers we've already announced with high expectations to grow. Our basic strategy is to continue our double-digit growth in emerging markets like Russia, China, and Latin America, even though there are some uncertainties associated with the Middle East. We expect our sales of hardware in China to exceed 20 billion yen. In Latin America, our sales are expected to be 11.4 billion yen. As for AV/IT market environment, internet sales channel is gaining momentum primarily in Japan and Western countries. In reality, players such as Best Buy are hard hit by such a trend. It is becoming increasingly important to compete against such channels on the macro level. We are forecasting net sales of 55 billion yen and operating income of 3 billion yen, which is slightly higher than the previous year. As listed under priority measures, AV receivers are on a declining trend. TV-related surround systems and soundbar business, in particular, are expanding. Fortunately, we have been able to ascertain a decent market position so far and aim to further enhance that business. As for desktop audio systems, we have been able to differentiate our products to remain competitive. For example, our Restio model is highly appreciated, especially in the European market with some backlogs. We aim to offer a steady supply of online karaoke equipment and expand our share in router business. We have been able to grow our revenues gradually from speech privacy system and TLF speakers, but we plan to further solidify the business model. Next is electronic devices and semiconductor business. Amusement market has been rather stagnant. When it comes to replacement by new models, there is an increasing tendency to reuse existing infrastructures more than ever. It seems like a long way to go before we see any full-fledged recovery in the market. On the other hand, the shift from conventional mobile phones to smartphones is being accelerated. One of our priority measures is to proactively propose solutions for amusement equipment manufacturers to grow our sound source and graphics sales from the amusement business. Despite the fierce competition in geomagnetic sensor business, we will try to offer products to be selected by our customers by enhancing functionalities and by miniaturizing the size of our products, while strengthening our competitiveness by improving our performance. We will continue to expand our in-car image display business as well. We aim to further enhance our sound and graphic controller business from home appliances. We need to accelerate our product development capabilities to drive the next growth phase and improve efficiencies and cost reduction in design and development. Under the current circumstances, we have no choice but to expect some operating losses. We are currently estimating 17 billion yen in sales and 2 billion yen operating losses. Now let's look at our projections for other businesses. As for auto interior parts, automakers of finished products are expected to recover. However, when it comes to high-end cars in which our products are installed, the future outlook is still uncertain. We would expect further expansion of business opportunities for smartphones and tablet PCs in relation to FAA. Golf business is likely to remain stagnant. Recreation business is expected to recover from the impact of the earthquake last year. Our priority measures are described here. We realize it is important to catch up with orders received by our customers for our FAA and auto interior parts. We project net sales of 26 billion yen with an operating income of 500 million yen. Speaking of our capital expenditure, it is expected to rise from 11.3 billion yen as of last fiscal year to 15.2 billion yen. During this fiscal year, although the level of increase is within our expectations, not that we have any major projects coming on stream, but it is an accumulation of investments in new products, ramp-up in production, and restructuring efforts. We estimate a relatively higher level of CapEx this year because we have been restraining our investments in the past. Our R&D expenses are expected to be flat from 22.8 billion yen last year to be 22.4 billion yen this year. Our inventory level has risen in terms of finished products of musical instruments, goods in process, and materials as of the end of last fiscal year. It was even higher than the level forecasted as of third quarter, which was 73.5 billion yen. There were some impacts from the earthquake, and due to delayed production, some of the inventories were left unshipped. In order to secure supply after April, we built up more inventories. So the substance of the inventory increase is not so negative, but we did carry excessive inventories. We are planning to control our inventory at the level of 71.5 billion yen by the end of this fiscal year. On our balance sheet, a major variance between the beginning and the end of fiscal year 2012 is the fact that our net assets declined significantly due to reversal of deferred tax assets. There's no other major change so far. We're planning an annual dividend of 10 yen for March ending 2013. Lastly, this is the final year of our three-year plan called Yamaha Management Plan 125. I would like to address some of the major challenges described here. We have been implementing three major initiatives thoroughly. Needless to say, we will continue to accelerate our growth in China and other emerging markets. When we launched our plan 3 years ago, our aim was to achieve total sales of 100 billion yen in those markets within 5 years. We have been pretty much in line with our plan for the first 2 years, and now this is the third year. We're planning to achieve this target within 3 years, and we have made solid progress in line with the plan. Product development and supply for each market as well as distribution networks would be our strong focus. Our second initiative is the project just launched in April of this year for our domestic business structural reform. The purpose of this project is to implement structural reform of Yamaha, which faces tough challenges in terms of profitability on a non-consolidated basis. There are four initiatives under the project. First is to streamline back office personnel to be in line with the current scale of our business. While we enhance strategic functions, we intend to streamline our organization to be leaner by having small headquarter functions. We will also implement structural reform of musical instruments and AV business in Japan. The sales function, as well as its organization, should be reorganized to match the shrinking market, which is not likely to grow. The third one is structural reform of our domestic musical instruments production. Our primary market has been middle to high-end matured market in the domestic musical instruments production. As we did not expect much growth in that market, we plan to implement our reform to match the scale of our production level. This has been an ongoing initiative. We intend to continue further. The fourth initiative is the structural reform of our semiconductor business. Our challenge under the fourth initiative is to implement our reform in order to establish a profitable structure despite the continuous tough situation surrounding us, especially last year and this year. Through those four initiatives on the domestic front, we intend to reconstruct the business so as to secure operating profits on a non-consolidated basis, which will be our second theme. The third theme is that we launched a project called Yamaha Plus last fall, and we plan to build new businesses with six projects currently up and running. One of the focal areas is intranet-related new businesses, some of which are already generating revenues. During this fiscal year, we plan to kick off more businesses from those projects. Yamaha Plus is not meant as our standalone project, and we may rely on external sources such as forming alliances with schools and other partners. We intend to create new businesses through those alliances. Those are three major challenges that we plan to tackle this year. Thank you very much, and that is all for my presentation.